Hello, everybody, and welcome to the April edition of the Mid-Essex Talking News magazine. My name is Jana Edwards, and I'm your regular hostess for the Talking newspaper, but today I'm running through the index of the magazine for you. And I must begin by saying a happy Easter to you all. The holiday always brings with it an aura of new life beginning as spring starts to warm up all our lives. Most of the early magazine format follows sections of three stories at a time, and then we have a number of extra news backgrounders before we reach regular items like the free audio books tasters, two poems, two short stories, and the monthly selection of sayings and quotes. So the stories this month are number 3, Ray Hardesty bringing you up to date with developments around our charity. We have now some site-related items. Number 4, an in-depth look at two new ways of assisting those suffering from macular degeneration issues. Number 5 features the personal story from a widow who believes helping to train guide dog puppies has eased the pain of losing her husband. Number 6 highlights a campaign by a blind man who pulled his father to safety after a car crash, but believes a phone app is responsible for them both being rescued by emergency services. Now some health and well-being items. Number 7 explores how to turn sensitivity into your greatest strength in coping with life's twists and turns. Number 8 details how an 82-year-old grandfather is training to run 160 miles across the Sahara Desert. Number 9 explains ways you can reduce stress levels to help you with mood, happiness, and even weight loss. Now we've got a face-to-face item. Number 10 is when Ray Hardesty, who edits the magazine, is in conversation with a young woman who leads special therapeutic sessions involving drumming. Now some items for life in and around the home. Number 11, a recipe to bring you the comforting delights of fish pie. Number 12, investigating how trees in all shapes and sizes could enhance your garden. And number 13 brings you a guide to some of the best gardens in Essex, worth a visit in spring, summer and autumn. Now we have some help and advice items. Number 14. In these frugal days, it explores how to cook with items we usually throw away. Number 15 gives us some helpful tips on how to garden with the new peat-free compost that we all have to buy. Number 16 is more personal and includes 10 tips on lowering blood pressure naturally. And then at number 17, we have a musical item from the Braintree Male Voice Choir. Now we have some news backgrounds. Number 18 explains what Finchinfield TV chef's Mediterranean diet is all about. The item includes a plan to follow and recipe ideas. Number 19 brings you a different aspect of fostering same-sex couples. And number 20, how health and care staff across Mid-Essex are involved in a special service that has been recognised nationally. We now have a few general topics. Number 21, an expert explains how spring reawakens insects. Number 22 features a new senior living solution, a commune for older women. Number 23 is a descriptive walk around the Tollesbury Wick Nature Reserve. And then at number 24, we have our second musical item from the Braintree Male Voice Choir. We have got a few items now on charity and community. Number 25, Cancer Research UK, brings a warning that sudden bad breath could be an alert to health issues. Number 26, a Braintree woman who lost two close relatives to a particular kind of brain tumour welcomes a big stash of cash to fund research in it. Number 27, how pharmacies can beat the GP queues by helping with many common ailments. Three items now on history. Number 28 details how an RAF charity is collecting Second World War memories for a 101-year-old veteran who lives at Mayland. Number 29 records how many sweets have changed their names over the years. And number 30 highlights how many famous artists managed to follow their passion despite suffering a wide range of eye conditions. Now we have some bonus stories on sight topics. Number 31 explains how a 73-year-old with a macular problem is still managing to volunteer to help others with sight issues. Number 32, another winner over adversity. A 70-year-old Essex grandfather who lost his sight while studying for a degree in his later years, but battled on to gain the qualification. We now have some bonus items linked to charities. Number 33 explores the battle of an Essex disabled woman to obtain a blue badge from the county council. Number 34 gives the background on how those with eating disorders can give their time to help others. Number 35 features a special service from the Essex Fire Brigade helping educate youngsters away from knife crime. And number 36 profiles preparations by the Cancer Research Charity towards Carers Week 2024, which will be in May. Number 37 details how some members of the emergency services in Witten are spending their spare time volunteering as community first responders. Number 38 goes into yet more detail about Community 360 and the loan of £250,000 to its chief executive. Number 39 joins in the celebrations of a Halstead Rehabilitation Centre at research results which show how successful it has been. Now we have some bonus items featuring people. Number 40, how raising awareness of elder abuse has put a Mid-Essex healthcare assistant in line for a national award. Number 41 explains how dance has saved a Malden mum's life. Number 42 shows how a Braintree social media follower is raising issues about potholes. Number 43 details how a Witham local businesswoman is offering free help to fellow traders. And number 44 brings you a former local nurse who is finding it difficult herself to obtain vital life-saving treatment that she needs from the NHS. Now we have a few bonus organisation pieces. Number 45 is how a Braintree shopping outlet claims it is helping the community through social value. Number 46 guides you through the changes taking place at Braintree Institute. And number 47 explains how political activists tried in vain to muscle in on protests over migrants at the former RAM Wethersfield. Now some bonus Essex County Council news. Number 48 is how an annual inspection led to Essex Fire Brigade being criticised over its lower than required amount of emergency cover. And number 49 explores how households across the county are being encouraged to recycle their food waste. Now our regulars. Number 50 is our monthly look at audio titles available from the free RNIB library, this time on the theme of spring. Number 51 to 54 are two poems and two short stories. And number 55 is our April selection of sayings and quotes to amuse or give you food for thought. Number 56 is our farewell. So please remember to make full use of the features on your playback devices for skipping items you're not interested in, and we suggest you also try and remember those items that you'd like to hear again. You can always return to this index if you lose your way and need redirecting to a specific track. We do hope that you enjoy listening to our April magazine.